So before we leave states and move to types, but before we leave states, you've talked some about how you can have a spiritual experience, some kind of altered state,
right,
but that it's interpreted depending on the level of development of the self.
Right.
So could you take me through?
Sure.
What you called a grid of,
yes,
we have 21 possible.
And depending on the scales that you use, yes, it's called, we call it the Wilbur Combs grid. And we call it this from Alan Combs, who wrote a wonderful book called The Radiance of Being. And myself, that would be the Wilbur part. We call it the Wilbur Combs to sort of give us a great self-importance, a great, because we've got this thing named after us. Now, of course, we named it ourselves, but that, you know, that history won't know that. And they'll just say, well, Ken Wilbur, he was, oh, like the Wilbur Combs grid. And they go, yeah, only nobody knows what the fuck the Wilbur Combs grid is. So I'll tell you what it is, and then this will be exciting. It's just that if you take any developmental sequence, if you take the Claire Graves values line, and Graves found about 8 waves of values. Incidentally, Graves' 8 values, which are also in spiral dynamics, go right up to about what we've called level 5 or 6. That's sort of the Graves system. Jane Lovinger also up to around 5 or 6. Many of the Western developmental psychologists don't have the transpersonal levels because those are very rare as permanent achievements, so they don't tend to show up when you ask people questions. But most of them, like Maslow, would acknowledge that there are higher waves, transpersonal waves available. But if you take any of these scales, and we've been using a simple 7-level scale, like the 7 chakras, and you put them on one side of the grid. So at the bottom you have archaic, then you have egocentric, conformist, rational, pluralistic, integral, that kind of thing. And then across the top, you have these 3 great states or realms, which we're calling gross, subtle, and causal. And we've already said that a person at any stage can have an experience in these 3 states. And you can have a very intense peak experience in those 3 states. When you do that, you have a religious experience. And in the gross state, we call it nature mysticism. And in the subtle state, it's deity mysticism. In the causal state, it's formless mysticism. Any of those 3 types of experiences will, they can be very authentic, will be interpreted by whatever your mental apparatus is, whatever you have to interpret your experiences with. So if you're at level 3, in this case, which we're calling the mythic, conformist, conventional stage of development, and you have a subtle, a really strong, subtle level deity mystical experience, you will basically have an experience like, let's say, St. Paul had when he was Saul on the road to Damascus and had this overwhelming religious experience where Jesus was his Savior, and you could yourself get eternal salvation only if you embraced Jesus. That's a classic sort of reborn experience given a mythic interpretation, because that's the level of development that the mind is at that time, and you can only interpret experiences by what you have available. So if you're at a magic level, you'll tend to interpret these in magic terms. If you're at a mythic wave, you'll interpret these in mythic terms. If you're at a rational wave, you'll interpret it in rational terms. Lots of mystical experiences have been interpreted in rational terms. Bertrand Russell did so. The deists did so. If you're at the pluralistic wave and you have one of these experiences of nature mysticism or deity mysticism or formless mysticism, you'll interpret it as a kind of pluralistic, egalitarian, everybody's expressing spirit, which is a partial truth. So each of these, what you get, if in this case you use 7 levels and 3 states, is you have 21 different types of spiritual experience. And we have evidence for basically all of them. And you can, again, it can get, you know, boring to run through the whole trip, but you can start to see the general outlines of it, which is that you can have a magical or mythical or rational or pluralistic interpretation of nature mysticism, deity mysticism, and formless mysticism. And that grid goes a long way to helping us do a couple things. One is acknowledge the authenticity of these different types of spiritual experiences, because they're all very authentic and very real. But 2, to also compare and contrast them with other types of experiences and kind of see where they're all located in relation to each other, sort of make room for all of them on the table of possible experiences, if you will.
So can you give me a few more examples, like just go through the pluralistic and integral level in all 3 categories, gross, mm-hmm, subtle, and causal?
on the pluralistic level, if you have an experience of nature mysticism, then you become, you're in the waking state, you become one with everything in the realm of nature. And then you will interpret that. It's a very authentic experience of oneness with nature. You'll interpret that as, in a sense, all human beings have an equal access to this nature spirit. And they were all one in this realm of nature. And so there's a very strong emphasis on sensitivity, on caring, on equality among all beings participating in that. There's a downplaying of any hierarchy, even though your own development was hierarchical. Again, that's sort of part of the problem with some of these, is the interpretation isn't quite as accurate as it could be. And then there's a very, very, very strong anti-transcendence tone to it. In other words, it believes that any transcendental religion of deity or causal actually hurts the earth, is anti-earth, is against Gaia, or something like that. Now, sometimes transcendental experiences are, sometimes they aren't, but that's how you'll tend to interpret it if you're pluralistic and have a nature experience. Again, it's a very profound experience, but it's not the whole enchilada, it's not the whole picture. If you're pluralistic and have a deity experience, the actual sensations and perceptions start to change a little bit, because in nature mysticism, you're sort of one with what is arising in nature. But when you move into deity mysticism, nature itself starts to become luminous, almost transparent. There's a light shining through nature. There's a sense of something behind nature, through nature, beyond nature, bigger than nature. And it can actually then have an experience of a god or goddess that's prior to nature. And this tends to be a lot of the authentic neo-pagan movements of late in this country tend to have that type of experience, very real experience, and that type of interpretation. And it's very interesting because it's also starting to move beyond sort of the gross manifest domain. In a causal experience, there's this vast experience of formless isness, which could be interpreted as a oneness and is interpreted by the pluralistic wave in that way. And so it now has a sense of this oneness pervading all sentient beings. But again, there's a feeling of anti-transcendence and a feeling of anti-hierarchy, because the pluralistic wave just won't let that be part of its interpretation. Now, there's a difference if you then move to the integral wave, which is the wave right beyond it. And what happens right across that in nature mysticism, deity mysticism, and causal mysticism is there's a profound shift in how that spiritual realization manifests itself in the world. Because in the pluralistic wave, that interpretation is thought to be the only correct interpretation. And so the pluralistic experience of nature mysticism or God or goddess won't allow a modern value structure. It won't allow a traditional value structure. It thinks those are hiding spirit, that those are bad. Those are somehow detracting from spirit or hurting spirit or repressing spirit. But the integral wave, in a sense, thinks just the opposite, because it values all of those waves as expression of spirit. So whether it's an experience of nature mysticism or actual deity mysticism or causal formless mysticism, when the person comes out of that experience, they will interpret all of these other value structures, including hierarchy, as a manifestation of that spirit. So hierarchy is to be allowed in the integral wave. And that's exactly what Clara Graves found in the values line, that hierarchy comes back at the integral level. Because all of these levels, in fact, hierarchical developments. As Carol Gilligan demonstrated, even female moral development goes through three hierarchical stages. So those are two very distinct, different types of interpretations, even though both the integral and the pluralistic wave had equal access to these three great states. They were equally authentic experiences of these three great states. And that's important, because you're not taking away the authenticity of a lower stage when it has these state experiences. They're an infant, 6 months old, is in the dream state, authentically in the real dream state, even though their dream contents are not going to be from levels 4 or 5 or 6, because those haven't developed. So you can have these authentic state experiences, but the interpretations indeed can be higher or lower on the scale of development.
So wherever our center of gravity is, our interpretation of any experience, whether it's an altered state or just our living experience, comes from that particular
stage. It's what we have. It's the repertoire we have. It's the terms we have and the structures and the components that we have, definitely. And so these things have to be interpreted, and they can only be interpreted with what we have, our interpretive apparatus. And those grow and evolve and develop. And so center of gravity is as good a way as any to use. But you can get more specific and look at an actual value line or self line or cognitive line and see how these states affect those. But that's, you know, that's more complicated. And it doesn't change the essential fact that if your center of gravity is magic or mythic or rational or pluralistic or integral, and you have any experience, whether it's sex or music or an altered state or seeing God, you're going to interpret it through what you have available. And they're going to give it a magical interpretation or a mythical interpretation or a rational interpretation or a pluralistic interpretation or an integral interpretation.